The Pure Jamie Milne Podcast. Where we have a dream to create a community full of happy, healthy, and knowledgeable people who create global positive change through sharing their journey. Tune in, saddle up, and listen in. Be inspired.
Hi friends, how are you? It's Jamie here in the Pure Jamie Milne Podcast, JMT TV on YouTube. Super excited and really inspired to share a topic that I think is absolutely wonderful. And to quote a little bit of Shakespeare, I used to think it was a religious statement or saying, but in recent times I found out that it's actually Shakespeare who quotes this. And Shakespeare said, "To thine own self be true, and to know thyself is the gateway to wisdom." And in any therapeutic process, mental performance process, counseling, I firmly believe self-awareness is step one. To have self-awareness, awareness of self as to why we do what we do, what we make things mean, where do said meanings come from, is gold, is absolutely powerful. And from there, you can move into self-management and influence and other things. But today, I want to talk about really quickly, just a quick 10-minute podcast about values. If you've been hanging around me a little bit, or you've seen any of the JMT Mind Gym stuff, or even Jamie Milne training or our success coaching, you would have heard me refer to values often and regularly. And that's because core values are so important and they are very misconstrued. So you've got a lot of like life coaches, business coaches, and various other coaches, influencers, they can conduct value sessions. They can give people insight into their values, but generally only up to a certain point. A lot of business leaders understand values, but they take them to a certain point. And this is why all core values are unconscious, which essentially means you are unaware of what they are. Now, that being said, if you ask most people, like, what are your values? A lot of people will go with things that they feel are, you know, important to them, govern their lives. Some people will understand them as beliefs or belief systems. An example, you speak to most mum and dads and they will tell you that their children, you know, is one of their highest values. Integrity will get dropped a few times. Honesty, happiness, have penis, happiness, something like that anyway. So they'll share these kind of generic idealisms or ideologies around things. Honesty, integrity, happiness, they're kind of doing things and not really values. And here's why. So if you took out the word values and replaced it with like highest importance or most important things or highest priorities, you would start to get a bit of an insight and an understanding of your value structure. Now, why is this important? Like what you think, probably thinking to yourself, why even bother with values? Well, the reason why it's important to focus on values is that values, every human being has a set of unconscious core values, and they determine a person's purpose, their identity, how they're driven, and it's the driven part that is the unconscious, unaware part of a values construct, or how our values, our core values are made up. So as I mentioned, I wasn't having a dig at business coaches or life coaches, fucking relationship coaches, confidence coaches, success coaches, finance coaches, or any coaches in general. All I was simply alluding to is that they will take you to a certain point and maybe help you to understand and become aware of the values that you have at a conscious level, meaning that you can, you know, in your waking, working mind, your conscious mind, you could actually tell people, this is important to me, this is a priority to me. It is the unconscious drivers or motivators or inspiration behind each value, which is where things get really interesting. Now, moving on from there, values are created in two ways. So it's quite interesting when we talk about values, each human being has a unique set of values, right? They are unique and as authentic as the retina of your eye, your fingerprint, that no two people have the same values. Now, they might have the same word. Like, example, someone might say, health and fitness is really important to me, or is a priority to me, or is a value to me. But why health and fitness is so important will be completely and utterly different. Because values are not something we can just create and go, oh, you know what? I'd really like to have a value of nature because I love nature. Values are created only two ways. One way is very common and the other way, not so much. So about 9.5 times out of 10, a core value in a human being will be created in a void, which means something is missing or something is taken. If you look at Carl Jung and Jungian theory, 20th century amazing psychoanalyst Carl Jung, he believed that values were created in childhood. So our parents would press upon us their belief systems and things like that, and that could influence our values hierarchy or a value structure. But in recent times, we've established that it is a void. Something is missing or something is taken away. And when something is taken away, we fill it. And we fill it by creating a core value. It's like in the 80s when they took fat out of our milk, and because everybody thought that the fat was giving everybody cardiac disease, and leading to the obesity epidemic. And in reality, when they took the fat out of the milk, they had to replace it with something, because you can't just take something out and not fill it up with something. So they filled it up with sugar and carbohydrates and crap. Anyway, cool story. So values are very similar. A void is created, something is taken, something is missing, and we fill it by creating a value. So when we do a values elicitation, which is another way of saying when we start to unpack a person's core values, these values will be created or present via a void. It's very interesting. And I quite often like speaking to people about this particular part, because it also supports bringing their values to consciousness and makes for a great conversation, because it's a real light bulb moment. And in fact, for some people, it's like a fucking chandelier falls out of the ceiling instead of a light bulb. So when we look at values, friends, when you hear people talk about values, they'll refer to it as either like a values hierarchy, a value structure, a values construct. Generally, we have about 10 values, and then we have 5 core values. So remember, if you take the word value out and you put important or priority, you're on the money. Now, the starting point and a person's values is looking at their life. Have a look back over your timeline. So imagine looking back into your past at the last month, maybe 2 months, maybe even 3 months, and have a look where you spend all your time. Have a look where you put all your attention. Have a look where you put all your intention, i.e. what you intend to do each day. Have a look where your retention is, because that's where you keep repeating said areas of importance or areas of high priority. Because that is the clues to your values. And these are the little insights. Where do you put your focus? Where are you most organized? Where are you most reliable? Where do you spend your money is a good one. people will spend money on the shit that's important to them. They will spend money on their priorities. Have a look at your, or become aware of your external dialogue. What do you talk to people about all the time? And you know these people too. It's the CrossFitters. It's the fucking hipsters. It's the vegans, the vegans. Don't panic. It's organic. It's those guys. They talk about shit that is a priority to them, that is of high importance, because that's where their focus goes, that's where their energy goes, that's where their awareness goes, that's their external dialogue. And then what even about their thoughts? What about the internal dialogue, the mind chatter? What do you talk about? What do you love to learn about? Like what's the YouTube clips? What's the podcast? What do you read about at night? These are all insights into your values, into what's most important and what's a high priority. Now, the higher the value, ladies and gentlemen, the higher your values, the more intrinsically motivated you are. So that means you are internally motivated. You're motivated from within. You don't need somebody with some fucking pom-poms and some glitter and a cheer squad trying to motivate you. You do it spontaneously and with inspiration. Those people that know me know I love my health and fitness. I love it. I love exercising. That shit comes first. I don't need a round of applause to go for a run in the morning. I'm already up and running and back before you even fucking roll out of bed, because it's important to me. So the higher the value or the higher the importance, the more you are intrinsically motivated. With the highest importance, the highest priority values, you are resilient, you're reliable, you're disciplined, you're adaptable. You'll also be more focused. And as I mentioned earlier, you show me a person's values and you will show me a person's identity and their purpose. It's a unique little blueprint showing people who you are. You also have like a great level of organization, a great level of order. The higher your values are, the more you perceive the world and you decide in the world, meaning your perception is based around your values, your highest values. I hope that makes sense. Now imagine, let's talk just very briefly about the lower values. So imagine values that are like number 4, number 5 and making their way south of the border. This is where you need more extrinsic motivation, meaning this is outside. This is external. This is where you need motivating. The lower the value, the more you will procrastinate, the more you will hesitate, the more you will get frustrated. There'll be a greater level of disorder and chaos. You'll require so much more motivation in this area. And the painful thing, the pain points in the lower values or lower importance, lower priority, is that you will look for distraction. This is where the Netflix, the fucking internet, the phones, the digital world will come into play. You will look for distraction or inaction to prevent hanging around in things that are of lower priority, lower values. So now when I do goal setting with clients, I don't even bother until I've done a full values elicitation, because there's no point. Let me give you an example. I had quite an overweight client. We did a values elicitation. We'd been setting goals for the better part of 9 to 12 months, and she would lose about 5 kilos, possibly even a little bit more, and then it would be a sliding scale. We'd go back to some self-sabotaging behavior. She'd ghost my fucking messages. This particular client, I wouldn't hear from them, and then they'd come back and all the weight was back. So it was this self-sabotaging, self-destructive cycle. And me being an optimist, I'd be like, come on, let's do some fasting. Let's set some more goals, something that really inspires you. And the client would be super inspired because, you know, like attracts like, and sometimes this type of energy and focus can be motivating. and can be quite contagious, and that would be really, really cool. And then same thing would happen again. And then sometimes we'd put on even more weight. And then when we did a bit further down the track, we did a values elicitation, went through all the important things, all the priorities, da-da-da-da-da. Health and fitness was about number 18. So this individual, once we became aware of that, it was safe to say we would have more chance of flying in the fucking air than we would of achieving these weight loss goals. And it was an injustice to the client. It was a ball drop on both of our behalves. So when you know better, you do better. So if it's not important to a person and it's not a priority and it's not a high value, they'll look for distraction, inaction, require a lot more motivation. They'll hesitate, frustrate, procrastinate, and will need a shitload of extrinsic motivation. It'll be like pushing an old fucking car, a Mark III 1978 Ford Escort, up Baroon Pocket Dam Hill. It would be a fucking shit fight. So what's the benefit of knowing one's values? As mentioned, to drop old mate Shakespeare again, to thine own self be true. When you know thyself, it is the gateway to wisdom. If you align your goals with your highest core values, you will nail that shit all day long. If you can link your goals to your values, you will nail it. If you communicate to people through their highest core values, it will be a beautiful synergy. They will love it. You will gain rapport. If you are a leader, a business owner, a coach, and you speak to your athletes, you speak to your staff and your team, communicate to them through their highest values, you give your clients, your athletes, your team what they need, you will get what you need. And that is one of the definitions of success. Get a person what they need, and you will get what you need. That is the old win-win scenario. You can't do win-lose. Well, you can, but it just sucks if you're fucking losing. And you can't do lose-lose, because that's a bag of dicks for everybody. But you could do win-win by communicating to the person's values and their needs. You will fulfill their needs. So that is a brief insight onto core values. It is something we do a lot. Values elicitations, super, super powerful, very useful. And the fact that every single human being has a set of these unconscious core values driving their life, their identity, their purpose. It is something that I think adds so much value, no pun intended, to every individual that goes down this pathway. Tune in next week to the Pure Jamie Milne podcast, the JMT TV YouTube channel, and we'll talk a little bit more about values and a little bit more of how we can use them in everyday life. No matter what you're doing, I hope you're happy, healthy, and you're going well. And thank you if you listened this far.
The Pure Jamie Milne podcast.